U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski helped the Senate confirm President Trump's 65th federal trial court judge today. The nominee, Wendy Vitter, drew substantial criticism from abortion rights groups. Both Alaska senators voted to confirm Vitter to the district court in Louisiana, but the surprise was Murkowski. She often breaks with her fellow Republicans to support funding for Planned Parenthood and issues related to reproductive rights. Senate Democrats and abortion rights groups complained Vitter did not initially disclose to the Judiciary Committee all of her anti-abortion activities. They include speaking at a rally protesting a new Planned Parenthood clinic in New Orleans and moderating a panel at a Right to Life conference. At her Senate confirmation hearing, Vitter said she would follow Supreme Court precedent, including Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision upholding a woman's right to an abortion.
My religious, personal, or political beliefs would have to be set aside.
Vitter is now general counsel to the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans. She's married to former U.S. Senator David Vitter. Murkowski's spokeswoman said the senator met with Vitter, reviewed her credentials, and concluded Vitter is qualified for the job. 52 senators voted to confirm Vitter. The only Republican to vote no was Susan Collins of Maine. Murkowski earned a 28 on National Right to Life's scorecard for the last Congress. The group gave Senator Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young perfect scores of 100.